Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go around the NFL here. And sorry, for a second, going back to the question of the day that was about D'Amico-isms. A lot of people making mention of the fact that he says right after statements and had not considered that. I honestly probably should have played a little bit of audio. This is a couple of guys. Interestingly enough, we did not see this ahead of making the question of the day. But social media put out a video of guys impersonating the head coach. These are the two of the best ones, I think. This is EJ Speed and Tim Settle giving their impersonations to D'Amico.
What you scared of about that? Nothing, right? Okay.
Great morning. All right. Swarm on three. 1, 2, 3.
EJ Speed, if there is a market for D'Amico Ryan's impersonators, might have a secondary job there.
He does that on the press conferences too sometimes. Great morning, guys. Oh, okay. Thanks, coach.
What you scared of about that? Nothing, right? Okay.
That's D'Amico Ryan speaking. That's D'Amico. It absolutely sounds like him. Yeah. So that was cool. Appreciate you guys rock with us. Also, have a great appreciation for a little bit of get back. That was one of the things that happened around the NFL this weekend as Rico Dowdle, running back for the Carolina Panthers. In fact, he's running back two. Chuba Hubbard is running back one, except running back one was injured for this game, and I do wonder how much he was creating way for what is a revenge game that absolutely should not be a revenge game that anyone cares about. Mm-hmm. Rico Dowdle is running back two on a team where against the Dallas Cowboys that he had previously played with for like 5 years, where he was the backup for a majority of the time and then had kind of a breakout season and then left. This was Rico Dowdle before, in the week leading up to the game, talking about the revenge factor of this game.
But to do this right before y'all play Dallas, was this kind of like a message, like y'all should?
Oh, for sure. They got to buckle up. I think they know for sure. I've been there 5 years. They didn't keep me there for 5 years for no reason. I definitely will say that. But looking forward to playing those guys next week. You know, we'll get to it. We'll handle that when we get there.
Buckle up.
That was necessary. The Panthers actually beat the Cowboys 30-27, and Rico Dowdle had 239 all-purpose yards. That's a franchise record.
Yes.
Think about when I say 239 all-purpose yards. Think about the players that have played.
They ain't had no scrubs
That's
either,
right.
man.
That's
the
right.
Panthers. Steve Smith played there. Christian McCaffrey played there. All of them.
But Jonathan Stewart,
yep. right? All of them. And none of them put up 239 all-purpose yards like one Rico Dowdle. This was Rico Dowdle after the game when asked about his comments.
They weren't buckled up.
That's so good. I'm telling you, they need to buckle up. Post-game, I told you they should have buckled up.
They weren't buckled up.
That Cowboys defense is terrible.
Awful. And credit to him, too. I mean, from the first touch, this was one of, well, I say first touches, the first I saw that he had in the game, just running with purpose. That guy was running with, it was angry runs. It was angry runs the whole time.
If you got Cowboys friends in your life, this is how you annoy them.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that Kenny Clark thing where you were supposed to be better stopping the run, how did that go?
Yeah, was he out there?
Yeah.
Or it didn't matter.
Yeah.
Yes and no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes and no. He was out there, but he also wasn't. Tet McMullen, he got off in this game. Bryce Young looked fine in this game. Mm-hmm. It's just the Cowboys have an incredible offense and a terrible defense. In fact, this was said on the YouTube page by Timmy, and I appreciate you getting involved. Made mention of the crazy thing is if the Texans had the Cowboys offense or if the Cowboys had the Texans defense, then you could talk about like Super Bowl type teams, which is fair. Like we talked about MVP possibilities, and Baker Mayfield is one of those guys for sure. Dak Prescott, if he was on a team that anybody viewed any level of serious and was not, what are they, 2-3-1, whatever, you would look at him and be like, that he is on the shortest of lists for MVP. He's been incredible.
He's having a great season. I mean, an absolutely great season, which really, in a weird way, makes it look even worse for the Cowboys. Like, it's not Dak. You wish you could just blame the quarterback, you know?
The thing is, they kind of tied to Dak right now.
Oh, big time.
I don't even know what they can do to get better. Like, I don't even know, like, where do you look at?
And this is
just
the thing.
Just focus on the defense or Colt? Like, I have no idea.
There is no way to get better. That's the scary part. You were in week six. If you're a Cowboys fan, you're looking at this and you go, the offense is probably maxing out. They're putting up damn near 40 all the damn time. And the defense just... there's the talent's not over there, right? There's just not enough talent over there, which feels wild. But also some of this is Matt Eberflus as a defense coordinator is terrible. He, like, the system that he has out there is really bad. Is firing him going to work? Like, there's a lot of clamors for him to be fired up there. Is that going to work in changing your defense on the fly? I don't know, but that's tough. And that's where I think you can look at this Texas team and feel so much better is the place where you look at is maybe some level of weakness for this team still has a lot of room and possibility of getting better. Which is the offense.
I'm not altogether with you on the Eberflus thing. I know that the personnel is a big factor for me. I know he's had some struggles, but he's had success in the past.
With the Colts?
With the Colts.
And I agree. I thought he was a good defense coordinator. I just see the way that he's doing. There's some clear indications that you don't understand your personnel. And that
maybe that's
it. You're not setting them up to succeed.
Yeah.
Because one thing I know from my time up there, Donovan Wilson, he's a safety. He wears number 6. He's a box safety. He might as well be a linebacker. He likes thumping. That dude has been a deep safety. Every time I see the Cowboys playing, I'm like, that's not a smart thing.
Yeah.
And I'm just a dude out here in front of a microphone. Mm-hmm. You are a defense coordinator. Now, the biggest reason why the Panthers win this game is nothing that we've talked about to this point.
And that is?
The Panthers are 2-0 since a particular inflection point in the season.
Okay.
The inflection point is a thing called Meow Mix.
Mm-hmm.
The Meow Mix podcast got to a point where they looked up. And by the way, this is a podcast that's devoted to the Panthers in 2019. Since 2019 is when they launched.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago, they decided, this team is so bad, we're not doing this anymore. We don't want a podcast about this team anymore.
So do you bring the podcast back?
Thank you, Franz, asking the question that I was going to get you to. Do you bring the podcast back?
I think they've kind of been doing it, though.
What?
I think they, because I checked this out, too. I'm like, let me see if they still tweeting about the game. I think they stream and all that other stuff.
But not the actual sit-down podcast or whatever?
I'm not
sure. Or are they doing
sure. Yeah. It looked like they never stopped, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is kind of corny to me, man. Yeah. I think y'all, I had it as a confession last week.
Yeah.
I'm like, y'all shouldn't have never stopped.
No.
Like, nah, you stick it out through the mud, man. It's a, you know, you ain't the only bad team in the world, man.
You just make your podcast episodes a lot shorter. Like, yeah. We're doing a 12-minute episode this week, fellas. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was a very interesting thing that happened there in that game. This is going to be very pertinent to the Texans, and I think I'll take that in this way now here. As the 49ers lose middle linebacker Fred Warner, one of the best in the league, to a season-ending ankle injury. And this is huge. He departed the loss to those Tampa Bay Buccaneers that we were talking about earlier. Dislocated right ankle is officially what it is, lost in the first quarter. And this is absolutely – he's going to be gone for the season. He is the heart and soul of that defense in a similar way, but not entirely to the way that Azeez Al-Shaair is to this Texans defense. He is even more so. He is the glue that binds that thing together. He is the brain of this. His ability to cover and his range is the reason why they're good. This opens up a big gap for the Texans in particular versus the Niners, but the AFC West in general, or the NFC rather.
NFC West in general, I'm not too concerned about that myself because – I think what it does with the Texans, I mean, that's a game that all of a sudden, you know, I think you have to be very confident in that offensively, you know, without Fred Warner there. Because, I mean, D'Amico knows. I mean, that was his guy. And they know that he's the heart and soul, as you pointed out.
Yeah, and his particular ability to like, range is huge. I wonder how they go about that. Like, Robert Saleh is a very good defense coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you do when the piece that makes your scheme capable, mm-hmm. it's gone.
Yeah.
Right? Do you see if you could just find a facsimile or do you change the entire scheme on a dime? Neither of those are good options.
I think they're going to just try to fill in the blank, but just try to imagine. And Aziz Alshire is not regarded nearly as highly as Fred Warner, but imagine if that were the case. You know, it would be like, oh no, you know, he's the heart. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Soul.
And the thing about it is you have guys that maybe can do a little bit of similar. We've seen having to, you know, span some games with guys who are not Aziz Alshire.
Mm-hmm.
But Aziz isn't the guy that we go, well, he covers and that's the reason why
right.
he makes this work.
Right.
That's Fred. Mm-hmm. His backup, Fred Warner, there in San Francisco. Do you know, are you familiar with the Luke Gifford?
Oh, Gifford. Yeah. Yeah, I know him. Is he related to Frank?
I can't tell you anything about that. But what I can tell you is, over the middle should be something that you have an opportunity to really get home on over there. Something that we said that we would circle back around to, mm-hmm. the Seattle Seahawks. They looked very, very good in their game this weekend. And it wasn't just that they looked good. The defense in particular, it is coming on strong in a way that makes me go, oh, okay, that's going to be a huge consideration this week.
You want to test the offensive line? You're going to get a test through the offensive line.
Is that what impressed you the most about their team yesterday?
25 pressures. I think PFF had them at 33 pressures, depending on who you believe, but widely regarded 25 pressures. Was it 7 sacks that they had?
I'll have to double check on that
16
one, but I believe.
Quarterback hits. Yeah.
Seven sacks.
Seven sacks, 16 quarterback hits, 25 pressures. That's what you call a test. That's what you call the test right there.
Yeah. This is going to be the perfect and mm-hmm. perfect, not necessarily a good way for the Texans, test of how far the progress is. It's mm-hmm. clear that this Texans team has progressed since week 3 when you lose to the Jags. But now you're going to get a real test of how much of the progress is the team that you are facing off against your opponents and how much of that is inherent to what you're doing. And you're coming off of a bye. Like, it's the best case scenario that you could have in a season versus this team. This Monday night game is going to be very, very telling on where the Texans are and how far forward they can take this, I think, in the league.
I agree.
A couple other things to note, which I think you were very interested in. First and foremost, the Ravens, we mentioned them against the Rams. They put up a whopping 3 points, but they only gave up 17. Which of those is more important to you as the Ravens fall to 1-5?
The 3 points, Lamar Jackson now is not going to be available till week 7, so they're in trouble. Figgy, you alluded to this earlier. You said, you know, the Ravens might be done.
Yeah.
I think they are done.
Yeah.
I think we can talk about that.
For this year or just like the kind of?
For this year.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't see it either, man. I think they got a lot of issues. That's I guess that's the good part, that you don't really have to look at them as being in the way.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the one thing I thought about was, damn, they're going to have a top 5 pick.
Yeah.
I hope they don't have
Just
imagine
no.
the Ravens.
Well, the thing is, they do have a very soft part of the schedule coming back when Lamar Jackson comes back. They have the Bears at home, at Miami, which is a bleep show, Minnesota, okay, at Cleveland, good defense, but we'll see, and then the Jets in Cincinnati. So they do have if you're of the opinion that they'll somehow find a way, these next 5-6 games are when they're going to be able to maybe prove something after this coming bye week.
Yeah, but do you feel like it might be a little too late?
That's why I said I think they are done. I think it's a tall task for them to even get to the postseason right now.
Yeah, I mean, this just feels like it's well outside of the range. Mm-hmm. There are a couple of teams that have been able to make the postseason, starting 1-5, but it's just this. It feels like it's
they got to look at the wild card at that point, and they're gonna need a lot of help if they feel like they're trying to sneak into the playoff.
Their last two games are at Green Bay and at Pittsburgh. So if it comes down to the last two games,
that's 1-7 right there.
that's 7 losses probably. Yeah.
Speaking of teams that have had a little bit of a rough time, and by the way, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch a local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I would like to take you to Miami, where are you surprised the coach hadn't been fired yet?
I am, to be honest. First of all, if you wear pants like that and you don't win a game, it's
pants like that is where we're going here.
Why is everybody talking about this pants? Now, you've been wearing them pants for what, 5 years?
It was fun when he had a high flying offense.
They hit a lot better when you're winning.
Why is he wearing no Louis Vuitton glasses?
He's got those
and no Gucci shoes.
I don't know about capris, man. I just don't know about capris.
They put up points in this game, and your man Devon Achane.
Oh, he had a good game.
Looked incredible. Toting that rock. He was turning corners really well. 8 yards per carry on the ground, in addition to when he added a couple of, 22 yards catching the football as well. But Tua Tagovailoa, just a real rough go of it. 205 yards, but 1 touchdown, 3 interceptions, and he was not very happy. Very much the stats looked like they weren't on the same page as the team. He said as much when he went to the podium. Is this fair or foul, John Lopez?
Well, I think it starts with the leadership in helping articulate that for the guys. And then what we're expecting out of the guys, right? We're expecting this. Are we getting that? Are we not getting that? We have guys showing up to player-only meetings late. Guys not showing up to player-only meetings. Like, there's a lot that goes into that. Do we have to make this mandatory? Do we not have to make this mandatory? So it's a lot of... It's a lot of things of that nature that we got to get cleaned up, and it starts with the little things like that.
To be clear, you're saying some players were late or missed?
Late, yeah.
Yep. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
I think it's fair to do, but I also think it's more on him than the players who were late or missed players-only meetings. Because to me... Clearly, this is a team that does not respect the head coach, or he's lost respect.
Well, by the way, the coach said that the guys have all met his expectations.
Yeah.
So he kind of left Tua out there well, I mean, whatever he's talking about, he's clearly trying to set some expectation, and I believe the guys will meet up to it. But when it comes to me, they've done everything I needed.
No, you can say that it's foul because he threw those guys under the bus, but he didn't mention their names. I think it's fair to put that out there, but I think it's a reflection on Tua. Like, I think... Mike McDaniel has lost respect or lost the locker room, however you want to put it. But I don't think they respect Tua enough, because clearly he was either the guy that called these players-only meetings or was certainly at the top of the list in terms of people who spoke or led them or whatever. And they didn't even show up, man. I think that's a reflection on Tua.
I think it's the way he said it, too.
He said it
like in a nice, professional way. Mm-hmm. It's like, dog, you got to go up there like, we got players that ain't showing up to no meetings.
That's right, bang the table
like,
a little bit.
We got to clean this up. Yeah. If he did that, we'd be like, yeah, that's the fire they need.
I don't think they respect him.
It's hard to do that when you're throwing 3 interceptions.
I know. Yes.
Like, it feels foul to me just because your nose ain't clean here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your hands aren't clean here. And it's clear, it's very fair to be frustrated by that. It feels weird to bring that out up unsolicited in front of everybody.
Yes.
When you got team issues.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that feels like Aaron.
You're the quarterback.
Aaron the family business.
Yeah.
When you also aren't on the up and up.
Yeah.
Feels like, here's the thing. I don't even know. Fair or foul, let me go ahead and take that off the table. I don't think that's going to help any of this, right?
Yeah.
The idea of someone not respecting you, then you go talk about it to the media, that's not going to engender respect.
No, that's not going to make it all of a sudden better.
No. Bad way. They did score 27 points in this one.
They did.
They got close to the Chargers. They just couldn't get a victory. So they are also 1-5 in the NFL. And that's around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's actually return to the Houston Astros. I know they're not playing baseball right now, but yeah, last week we got some really interesting news. I think we've been marinating it with it on the weekend. The changes that are happening on the staff of this Astros team. How much of the cleaning of house was actually necessary? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.